It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
That is the quarterback of the U.S. flag football team. Bills need a backup, just saying. He is claiming that he... Okay, he's talking about the flag football Olympics in 2028, right? This is maybe a very natural comment, right? Like, he probably feels threatened that his job is... He thinks he's going to the Olympics, right? And these guys are about to come take his job. These NFL quarterbacks. He says, at the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. So he's talking about flag football. Ridiculous?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Insane. Just, yeah. Yeah.
Should they put NFL quarterbacks at the Olympics? Should they take this guy's job away, if you will? Should they steal his Olympic dream in 4 years? I think they're gonna.
I don't think they are.
I think the NFL is trying to, they're clearly, I mean, now they're scouting Australia for regular season games.
I don't think they're gonna have NFL players out there risking injury.
What about recently retired NFL players?
Maybe.
I think they're trying to grow the game. And how are they going to grow the game? They're going to want to send big names to the Olympics. So, okay, maybe they won't send Mahomes, but would they send a recently retired Russell Wilson?
Ugh.
But you know what I mean?
You have to remember.
Are they going to send DeAndre Hopkins, who's recently retired?
Flag football's a different thing.
Yeah, okay.
It's a different game.
Hold on a second. That's the same thing that I heard from people about the 3-on-3 in the Olympics. And are you telling me that they couldn't have done better than Jimmer Fredette at the 3-on-3 Olympics? The U.S. got bodied at the 3-on-3 basketball.
They did get bodied.
If they had sent Jaylen Brown, that wouldn't have gone better?
But basketball, you're still playing on a hoop with a three-point line.
This is still, you're throwing a football.
The field is smaller.
Okay.
Significantly smaller. They do like weird throwback moves. Like there's,
okay.
You know, like it's, there is.
You can practice that.
There is a, I think, legitimate strategy to that level of flag football that is just, it's not, you're not going out there and running I formation. Like,
right.
Or running out there and running standard concepts. There's a little bit of artistry to flag football at the level that they're playing it. And do I think that whoever this kid is better than any professional football players, any professional team's first, second, third, or practice squad quarterback? Absolutely not. But I think I'm pretty sure they're pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's definitely great.
But the U.S. team's good.
He's definitely great at it. But by the way, would Mahomes be the guy? Wouldn't Lamar Jackson be the guy that you would want as the flag football quarterback?
Probably.
I think you'd want Lamar Jackson. Because the guy's also got to play defense.
Right.
So, give me the best Josh athlete Allen. Possible.
Yeah. I don't want him there.
Well, that not, you know, from a non-Buffalo
if the pads were on.
If I knew for sure contact, everyone would stay healthy.
If it was full contact, it's Josh Allen. Just have Josh Allen out there running over dudes.
I think there is no running over dudes, right?
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's Lamar.
That's Lamar.
Yeah. Lamar. No one's catching the flag. Allen might be second.
Well, you need more finesse because you can't.
That's why I want
somebody.
That's why I want Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lamar is...
I don't know if Allen has the finesse on defense anyway.
Yeah.
Or
I
would.
I would just pick the fastest guys I could pick imaginable from the NFL. So anyways, no, this kid is not better than Patrick Mahomes. That's an insane take by him, I think. But again, I think maybe his Olympic dream feels threatened at the moment. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary here on WGR. So if you go to FanDuel Sportsbook, if you go to DraftKings, if you go to a lot of the major books now, this has changed in the last week or so. The Bills, for I think like the first time in 5 years, this morning, are no longer the favorites to win their division. Going into a year, there were of course times last year, in fact half the season last year, where the Dolphins were favored because why? They had a 3-game lead that they blew. But they had one, so they were favored then. But before a season, I can't remember, I think it was 5 years ago, the last time the Bills weren't the favorite. This morning, they are no longer the favorite. The New York Jets are your current favorites to win the AFC East. And I guess I get it on some level. Their roster is more talented than the Bills. I don't doubt that, right? They have more star players around their roster than the Bills do. The Bills have good corners, but do they have Sauce Gardner? The Bills have, they hope, good receivers, but do they have Garrett Wilson? CJ Mosley, right? Like they've got star players all around the roster. They're talented. I just cannot get to them keeping it all together with a 40-year-old quarterback less than a year removed from a torn Achilles. Especially one that, I pointed this out on Twitter in the last couple minutes, the last time he played in the league for Green Bay, he was 26th in the NFL in QBR. He was not MVP Aaron Rodgers the last time we saw him. He was middle of the road at best the last time we saw him. And if you look at the natural age progression of quarterbacks, other than Tom Brady, who is an anomaly, that's when it ends. Peyton Manning versus Aaron Rodgers in QBR. If you look at their age disintegration, at 37 years old, where do they rank in QBR? Rodgers first, Manning second. At 38 years old, Rodgers first, Manning third. At 39 years old, Manning 26th, Rodgers 26th. Then what happened? Manning said, oh, I'm done. I can't play anymore.
Yeah, he was cooked.
What did Rodgers do? I'm going to go to the Jets. Then he snapped his Achilles.
In three plays. Yeah.
And now he's going to come back from that at 40, which no one other than Brady has really done. And that isn't even to mention all the drama, the sideshow that the Jets are. Like, are they going to stay focused for an entire year and not just eat each other alive in that locker room? I don't think it gets to that point because I don't think they're going to stay healthy enough for that. Their line is injury-prone, and their quarterback is a 40-year-old behind an injury-prone line that just had a torn Achilles. I don't think they make it.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't think they make it to the whole season with Rodgers as their quarterback.
It's not even the Rodgers aspect to me. It's that I don't think they have a good coaching staff. I think they've got a hard schedule.
Okay. I don't like their offensive coordinator, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Don't trust Nathaniel Hackett. They tried to replace him, by the way, this offseason. That's out there. They tried to replace him and couldn't this offseason with the guy they wanted. So they just said, all right, we'll just keep going. And by the way, like, I don't think they're a horrible team. I think their defense is great. I think their defense is great. I think they have a true number one wide receiver. I don't really like, and I think they have a great running back, but that only gets me so far. Like, Wilson is awesome. And honestly, this is more talking about the division. If Rodgers were to get injured again, which I think is likely, they have Tyrod.
Yep. Which
they
is
have a
better than what they had last year.
Yeah. They have a better floor than what they had last year. Like, honestly, even if Tyrod had to play 7-8 games this year, I think the Jets are still competing for a playoff spot. I don't think they're a joke like last year, but I don't think they're winning 11-12 games and winning the AFC East.
Right. Right.
So I am not picking them at all. And are they more of a threat than the Dolphins are?
Yes.
I might get there.
Yeah.
I might get there. But it's kind of why, like, it's hard for me to be real pessimistic about the Bills, even though I don't like their receiver room and I think there are a lot of holes on the roster. I just don't trust either of the other teams that are competing with the Bills in the AFC East. I don't trust them at all. The Jets are loaded. They're talented. I know, but they're the Jets.
Yeah.
They're the Jets. And that's the coaching staff, like you mentioned. It's the quarterback's health.
It's a legitimate point, is that they're the Jets. That's not that's not being funny. It's that they're the Jets.
Funny. Yeah, but
it
yeah.
just happens to be funny.
Right. Rodgers, here is a list of quarterbacks that had a higher QBR than Aaron Rodgers in the last season he played. 2 years ago, he put the whole year in with Green Bay. Higher QBR than Rodgers that year. Matt Ryan with the Colts. Andy Dalton. Kenny Pickett. Marcus Mariota. Jacoby Brissett. Geno Smith. Ryan Tannehill. Jimmy Garoppolo. Justin Fields. Daniel Jones. Kirk Cousins. 45-year-old Tom Brady. Kyler Murray. Derek Carr. And 11 others. That's the list. They all had a better QBR than Rodgers. QBR is not the end-all be-all, I know. But look at his game log that year. What did Green Bay realize he had become? He was a game manager.
Mm-hmm.
His games in the second half of that year. Listen to week 12 on. By the way, isn't this kind of what happened with Manning? Was that final year, it was, the end of the year was even worse. Because
yeah.
now that he had the bruising and the soreness and everything
was building up.
And the cold,
it was tough.
The cold, yep. Rodgers in those final six games of that year in Green Bay, where they missed the playoffs on the final day of the season, by the way. Look at how much of a game manager he became. Here were his games. 11 of 16,
yeah.
140 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. That's a game manager game. 18 of 31, 182 yards and 1 touchdown. That's a game manager game. 22 of 30, 229, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. Right? The next one, 24 of 38, 238, 1 touchdown, 1 pick.
That's Mr. Checkdown.
Yep. 15 of 24, 159, 1 touchdown. And then finally, the last game of that year, they needed to win to make the playoffs. And what did he do? 17 of 27, 205 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick.
Yep.
That's a game manager.
Yeah.
Which I understand. That is an upgrade for the Jets. But is
that's
it
not
a,
winning you a Super Bowl.
But is
though.
It a five-game upgrade?
And because your defense has to be so good for that to be a viable Super Bowl threat. Your defense has to be historic.
Yeah.
And even when they yeah. are, you need your quarterback, like the Kansas City Chiefs did last year in the playoffs in big moments, to be great. So it can't just be that he's a game manager. He has to be able to dig deep and find special. That's the only way a true Super Bowl contender, and I think people just assume that the 2019 version of Aaron Rodgers still exists, and he'll be able to go to it whenever he needs to.
Right.
And I don't think that's true.
And you know, we got to hit a break too, but the Achilles is real for me. Like, it is the number one reason I don't believe in the Jets. That injury, for at least for other positions, is a death sentence. Running back, typically, it's a death sentence.
Yep.
Was Tekeo Spikes ever the same after he tore his Achilles with the Bills? That dude was an elite. I saw that guy as one of the best linebackers in the league and then tore his Achilles, and then it was completely different for the rest of his career. He had a career, but it was different. Rodgers had it at 40. And he's not Lamar Jackson. But what is the trademark Rodgers play in his career? It's him rolling out of the pocket and throwing the ball on the run like no one you've ever seen before. There've been some that now can like him, but there was a time where Rodgers, I thought, was the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. And a lot of it was not just what he could do from the pocket, but it was extending plays, using his legs to get out of the pocket and then be as accurate as he is in the pocket when he's on the run. It didn't even matter. Sometimes he would be going to the left, and he could flip his hips around. He could whip a ball 50 yards down the field right on the money. Can he do any of that? Have the Jets even tested it? Do they know what's going to happen when he's being chased by Leonard Floyd again? Which, by the way,
right. It will probably happen week one.
Guess who they play week one?
Yeah, San Francisco.
The Niners. Floyd. That's kind of like, I'm half joking there. Yeah. But do we know what's going to happen if Leonard Floyd is chasing him again in week one, and he's got to run. What's going to happen? Are we sure his Achilles is even fully healed? Because he said it was in like November last year. But then I saw a video of him a month and a half ago at Jets minicamp limping around.
Yeah.
And sitting down on a chair having his trainers look at the back of his ankle. That was a month and a half ago. Everything goes through an NFL filter with these teams, right? They're not going to let you know exactly what's happening. If Rodgers' Achilles was still injured, would we know?
No. Probably not.
Like, I'm just not, I'm not, I don't want to bet on him being the same player.
I don't want to bet on him having to be the same player he was 3 years ago.
3 years ago, right. Right.
At 40.
Let alone even, maybe even 2 years ago.
Yeah.
803-0550 is the phone number. The Jets are the betting favorite right now to win the AFC East. College football starts tomorrow. Let's talk some college football a little bit over the course of the rest of the show. We got a new 12-team playoff format. I think Nate's excited about Notre Dame. Also, I think he's got me in 30 seconds. He made one comment to me right before we went to break. He has me a little more intrigued about UB than I thought I was going to be for the season. I'll tell you why quickly when we come back. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, this is WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.